In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
He is among us.
So who do you think should take the collection today? Who do you think should take the collection today? So you appoint your sister. Let's go beyond our family. Somebody else. Cool. Sophia, and Sophia says, Ellie. Okay. So, and a younger one. So, Sophia or Ellie today? Ellie? Okay. Ellie. And the younger one? Anna? Okay. So, Ellie and Anna will take the collection today. Last Sunday, in the Gospel reading last Sunday, we had a parable. Do you remember what the parable was? Do you remember what the parable is? A little bit louder.
It was a fake story Jesus made up so people can understand.
A parable is a made-up story so that people could understand, something else, a higher truth.
Yeah, he did it because he wanted for the people to understand his love.
Yes, Jesus wanted the people to understand his love. But today's gospel is not a parable. Today's gospel really happened. So Jesus went, do you remember where he went with his disciples? To the region of Tyre and Sidon. And who met him in that region? Who came to him in that region? Come on, I just read that gospel. Who came to him?
A woman.
A woman? And what did she ask Jesus to do for her?
To get the dogs to stop eating the bread.
Something else. She asked him something else. What did she ask him? What did she say? Eva? Louder. She asked Jesus to heal her daughter. But did you notice what she said? Lord, have mercy on me. My daughter suffers very much. Have mercy on me.
And she said, help, Lord, help me.
Yes, she said, Lord, help me. Even if she was not suffering. Her daughter was suffering. But she said, Lord, have mercy on me. And then when Jesus didn't answer anything, she went to him and she said, Lord, help me. Even if she was not suffering, her daughter was suffering. What do you think? Why did she say, Lord, help me? Why did she say, Lord, help me? Have you ever been sick?
Yes.
Do you think your mommy suffered with you when you were sick?
Yes.
That's why that mother said, Lord, help me. My daughter is struggling. She's suffering.
Yeah, because you're struggling with your child because you're trying to make it better.
When your child suffers, you suffer with your child. So the mother said, Lord, help me, because she was suffering with her daughter. Now this tells us what love really is. Now, did it happen to you to have somebody close to you that was suffering? And did you suffer with that person? That's what love really is. Sometimes we think that love is, when we feel good, when we have nice feelings for each other, but we really love each other when we suffer with each other and we try to help each other. Can you give me some examples?
And love doesn't just mean because you're just a friend and you just play with that person. You have to take care of that person. Like, if he falls down and he hurts himself, go and help him, and you can tell the teacher and, you know, try to help him.
So if one of your schoolmates or one of your friends falls and hurts himself or herself, you should go and help him or her. What if one of your friends is sick and has to stay home? One of your schoolmates cannot come to school for days in a row because he or she is sick. How can you show love?
Go and visit.
Go and visit. What else?
Text him.
Text him. What else? Pray for him. What else? Just think, you know, that's very, very important, you know? When our friend is suffering, when somebody whom we say we love is suffering, we have to try to feel what that person feels. Like the mother in today's gospel, she was feeling what her daughter was feeling. She was feeling her pain. Now just think, your schoolmate cannot go to school because he or she is sick. How would you feel if you would be in his or her situation?
I'd obviously feel a little bit, since I'm in a malady, then I must feel bad.
Feel bad. And what else? How would you feel?
You could call him.
You could call him. But what do you think, what would he or she miss during those days? A bit louder.
Doing
homework?
No, normal stuff.
Doing normal stuff. So he or she would miss during doing normal stuff. And what would be normal stuff?
Going to school.
Going to school. What else?
Playing with your friends.
Playing with his or her friends.
Talking with your friends at lunch.
Talking with your friends at lunch. So how could you help your friend get over this?
Cheer him up.
What about, you know, taking the lessons to him and telling him or her, you know, this is what we learned about today and this is the homework, so that he or she could keep up with the lessons. Look up.
What if you can't visit?
Because he or she could have contagious disease. What would you do in that situation? No, because that's true. That could happen. You know that your friend could have a contagious disease, and you know you could not go. And what could you do?
Still call
or text, or we have FaceTime. We have, you know, so many ways of keeping in touch nowadays. You know, you could do the homework over Skype or FaceTime. Yeah.
Them,
and you know, we have to protect ourselves.
It would be nice because they're going to be a little bit happier because somebody's visiting them.
Of course, you are going to feel better, he or she is going to feel better, because as we could see in the end of today's gospel, was the daughter of that mother healed?
Yes.
She was healed. Why? Because the mother really felt what she felt. She prayed for her, she asked Jesus to heal her, and the miracle happened. In the same way, a miracle happens when we have loving feelings for each other. When we try to feel what the other one feels, what the one who's suffering feels, and be there for each other and help each other, and then he or she will get better and we will feel connected with that person in love. Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
It is beautiful. It is very uplifting to be there for somebody who is suffering and needs help.
But the disciples weren't very nice. They said for Jesus to get her away.
No, in fact, they said, you know, do whatever she wants you to do because she's crying after us. You know, she's just, you know, making a lot of noise. But the mother was desperate. The mother was desperate. In fact, the disciples were asking Jesus to help her. God bless you. God bless you, and try to be like the mother from today's gospel, to feel what other people feel. Do not be afraid of that. Because when we suffer, we want the people around us to be together with us and to help us, don't we?
Yes.
Not right now, later. Later, at the time of the collection. Christ is among us.
He is and always shall be.
Beloved faithful, next Sunday is a Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee, and that marks the so-called period, liturgical period of the Triodion. The Triodion is a book that is used in the liturgical life of the church from this Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee until Holy Saturday, until the day before the resurrection of the Lord. So basically, that's the book that we use for Great Lent and before, for 2-3 weeks before Great Lent. And on this Sunday, before the beginning of this period of the Triodion, we have this beautiful gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew about this woman, this very loving mother who came to Jesus and he completely forgot about herself. And she begged Jesus to heal her daughter. The church brings before our eyes this beautiful example of love. Because Great Lent for us is not a time of struggle, it is a time of love. Great Lent for us is a time when we are called to get back into the deepest loving relationship with God. Because at the end of Great Lent, God himself, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, leaves behind everything like the Canaanite woman. He offers himself to be ashamed, to be beaten, to be spit upon, and to be crucified so that he becomes one with his beloved bride, humanity. At the end of Great Lent, on Holy Friday, we celebrate the communion between God and humanity. We celebrate the consummation of the love affair between God and humanity. As Father Tom Hopkins likes to say, the love affair between God and humanity was consumed on the cross. Because on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ really became one with us. On the cross, he died our physical death. On the cross, he also died our spiritual death, because on the cross, he experienced our separation from God when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He identified himself with our separation from God. Because so many times, like the Canaanite woman, we feel that we were forgotten even by God. So many times we feel that our prayers are not answered. And we ask God, why? Where are you, Lord, when I need you? And he's there for us, working through us to transform our life and the life of the people around us, to bring us and the world around us into his loving relationship. So God reveals to us what love really is. What love really is. God reveals to us on the cross that in a loving relationship, we are called to leave everything behind and to become one with the one we think we love. So many times, our loving relationships, when the one that we think we love is suffering, our loving relationship suffers. So many times, you know, happily married couples, when they have to struggle with pain and suffering, when the husband or the wife struggles with a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual sickness, the other one is really tempted by the devil to give up on the one whom he or she says that he or she loves. We've been having a very beautiful, loving relationship. We got married, we went away on vacation, and we had a beautiful honeymoon. And a few months later, she was diagnosed with a sickness. What do we do now? Do we stay in the loving relationship? We have a beautiful example in today's gospel. This woman, this mother, suffered with her daughter. When our children suffer, our relationships are put to test. When a friend suffers, our relationship is put to test because that friend is not always smiling anymore, is not so cheerful anymore, because he or she is in pain now. Now, what do we do? Oh, you know, it's not fun to be around you anymore. You're not so pleasant anymore. So, you know, the fun is over, the relationship is over. That's not love. If we want to see love, we should go to hospitals. If we want to see love, we should go to nursing homes to see people who have lived together for a lifetime looking after each other, even in the nursing home or at home. That's where we see love. When love is put to the test, then we really know if we love each other or not. And let us not be afraid of that. You know, I think that when somebody whom we love suffers and, you know, we have mixed feelings about, you know, being with that person anymore or not being with that person anymore, you know, and not enjoying the presence of that person anymore, I think it is very important to remind ourselves that we have the chance to live one more life with that person, because that's what love gives us. St. Paul says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who are weeping. As a priest, I have to confess that sometimes I get tired, because it is not easy to transpose yourself in the lives of so many people. And it is not easy to suffer together with so many people. And earlier, you know, after about 2-3 years of being a priest, I was saying, Lord, this is hard. It is really hard to love and to transpose myself into the lives of so many people, because it's not easy to go to a hospital and to pray and to cry with a wife and her children who are praying for their father who's dying. It's not easy to hold the hand of a husband who sees his wife dying and to pray with him and to cry with him. But what the Lord revealed to me when I was struggling with this was, you have the chance to live the lives of 100 people in one life. Glory to God for giving us the chance to transpose ourselves into the lives of the people around us. Let us not be afraid. Let us not be selfish. Let us not let that instinct of self-protection stop us from transposing ourselves into the lives of the people around us. It is not easy, but it is beautiful. And God wants us to have life and the fullness of life. And the fullness of life was given to us by Christ on the cross. And the fullness of life is given to us, to each one of us, when we are suffering together with the people around us, as Christ suffered on the cross for all of us. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.